نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. When some guest comes to our place, then of course we go out of our way to entertain the person, to entertain that guest. So I've just been thinking that we have before me a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have nothing to entertain these guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I truly believe and I'm convinced that our coming here is not on our own. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes it possible. Allah ta'ala puts it in the heart. So when these are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the host has nothing to give, the host has nothing to distribute, he has nothing to share. So you know, at such occasion in the home, if something like that happens, if a person doesn't have anything, then how excited he becomes, especially depending on the type of guest that he has received. So the only thing that we can say is that you are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I make dua to Allah ta'ala that just as you get the rizq zahir, which we have on our dastarkhans, that sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have for our bodies, that is the rizq zahir. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created rizq batin. Rizq batin is that sustenance for the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this body, and this human being is made up of two components, two parts. One is the zahir, one is the batin. One is the body and one is the soul, or what you will term the jism and the ruh. These are the two things that make up this human being. The human being is just not made up of the body. There's a body, and together with that there is a soul. And just as these needs that are attached to the body, there's various types of needs. As far as clothing this body is concerned, feeding this body is concerned, these are all the needs of this body. Similarly, the ruh and the soul, it also has its needs. And just as there is nourishment for this body, there is nourishment for the soul as well. There's nourishment for the body, there's nourishment for the soul. So the nourishment for the body, we call it rizq zahir. It is that apparent rizq and sustenance that Allah Ta'ala provides. And as far as the soul is concerned, there's also, it has a type of rizq and sustenance which we call rizq batin, or that rizq, that sustenance which is related to the soul. If we just digress a little bit, you find that this human being is made up of these two components, that is the body and the soul. And if we have to look at our efforts from morning till evening, from evening to morning, then if you have to separate these two aspects, the body and the soul, and see that our efforts during the day, during the night, and most of our time is directed towards what? We will come to a conclusion that the efforts that we are making during the course of the day and night, most of it, is directed towards the body. Whereas in reality, if we have to analyze these two things, the body and the soul, which one of the two is more important? Take the body and take the soul. Now, just for us to understand which one is more important, if there is a body minus the soul, then that is regarded as a dead body. It's a corpse. Nobody wants to touch it. After a few days it decomposes. Nobody wants to go near it. Why? Because it's decomposed. There's smell that is emanating from there. Nobody wants to touch it. That is the body. And it is that very same body. Let us think a little bit. And let us ponder and contemplate that all our efforts from morning to evening, what is it based around? Then we will come to realize that most of our time, efforts and our abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is going behind this body that Allah ta'ala has given us. Whereas that body is secondary. There will come a time when this body will be lifeless. This body will be lifeless. That is why my Shaykh Azam Allah Yunusam Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to mention, this is no prepared talk, whatever Allah Ta'ala puts to mind, and I made this dua and I make it again. But Ya Allah, it is your guess. Oh Allah, it is your guess that have come. So, Ya Allah, you create the risk for them. Through, if it is this napak and impure tongue and mind, then Ya Allah, let it be so. But Ya Allah, you give them something before they go. Because Ya Allah, you have sent them, they have made those type of sacrifices to come. This part of the night, traveling from so far to come. So Ya Allah, you make it such that they get their risk about it. Something and leave from here, and even those that are here, those have come from around, from our surroundings, some have come from far. And I must mention this in this first sitting that I don't like to take qasam, but there is nothing that I have to share. It is just my Allah's karam, it is ihsan that Allah Ta'ala has made this a means maybe for my own salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Yesterday I was gone out to Brema. So there I mentioned that on one occasion there was we were sitting in the majlis of my Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and suddenly Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned something. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said that we are also greedy. So then he explained, when he said we are also greedy, so we want to hear next, what are these people greedy for? Just to explain to you who these people are, those people that have the ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala and that have that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have that muhabbat for Allah and His Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this world and the things of this world mean absolutely nothing to them. They are not affected by the wealth and the things of this world. They will use the things of this world. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed them, Allah, they will use it. But as our Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to say, that don't give your heart to these things. Don't give the heart to these things. Give the heart to the creator of the heart. That is what the heart is. Now, we are desirous of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat coming into our hearts. We are desirous of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat coming into the heart. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person wants a guest to come into his home, And in that, I think we probably gave this example before also, but in that room where you want to entertain this person or you want him to come and sleep and rest and whatever, in that room there's rats, there's scorpions, there's cockroaches. Will that person ever come inside there? He'll run faster than what he has come if he comes to know that this is where I am going to be entertained, or this is where I am going to be put up for the night. It's all dusty, it's dirty, it hasn't been swept, or cleanliness, absolutely nothing. The person will not come inside. Hazrat Abdullah Ali, by way of explanation, used to say that these hearts of ours, that's exactly what we have in our hearts. It is all the scorpions, all the filth, the dirt of this world and the attachment to this world, that is all inside the heart. We do not say, do not use the namats of the world. Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to explain this very nice. He said, use the namats of the world, but let it be outside. Don't let it be inside the heart. The heart, leave it for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Now we want the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come into the heart, whereas in the heart we have got all this filth, all the enmity, the jealousy, and the pride, the arrogance, all the weakness that we can think of. It's all filled inside the heart. In such a type of a heart, how is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala going to reside, and how is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala going to come? Therefore, on one occasion, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Manzoob Rahmatullah Ali, who is the compiler of the Ashar in this kitab that we normally recite, the Zikr and so forth. So on one occasion, he composed some couplets and he presented it to his Shaykh, that Mujaddid al-Millat Mawla Shaykh Ali Thani Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala, and you know who he was, great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Mawla Shaykh Ali Sahib Thani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykh said that if I had 1,000 rupees or whatever I had on this share and on this couplet that you have mentioned, I would have given you whatever I had. Now for a person of that caliber to have said that, that we can well understand that what must have, what effect it must have had on his heart. And what was that share? The same thing that we are discussing as far as the heart is concerned. That we want the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala to come into the hearts. This is the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala gives us. It is these Mubarak months, it is these Mubarak days, as we heard earlier, it's for ibadat, it's for cleanliness, for cleansing, for purification. Allah Ta'ala gives us these occasions. And these are the occasions that we need to grab. These are the occasions that we need to make use of. If we fail, then we have no one else to blame but ourselves. So however, those couplets that which Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Manzoob Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to Isha, he said, Ab to har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, اب تو ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. What does that mean? Now, it's not easy to say this. It is a claim. It is not easy to make this type of a claim. It says, اب تو ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی. All those desires that I had to do whatever in my life. You know, when we are young, we have this aspiration, that aspiration. I want to do this and I want to do that. And then as a person grows, as a person goes beyond a certain age, then when he gets into business, then he has certain goals, and then that goal and that goal and beyond that. And eventually sometimes we find that those things don't end and the person has left, his life has ended. But those aspirations haven't ended. Right up to the end, they still continue. So here, the Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is mentioning that Ab to har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Oh my Allah, now I have reached that point in my life that every other desire that I had, whatever, all those desires are now either complete or I have taken them out of my heart. There's nothing, there's no other desire that is left. Everything is now out of my head. I have no other desire now. Ab to har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Every other desire that I have is all, it has exited. It has come out. This now, ab to har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh Allah, now you come into my heart. Why? Because now my heart is empty. There's absolutely nothing in my heart. I don't have any other desires, whether of the permissible or impermissible things. There's no other desire. Now you come into my heart. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was mentioning about greed. So you mentioning that what types of hearts do these people have? They do not have greed for the wealth of this world. Just from one example, you will understand that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned on one occasion, of course it wasn't the Aam Majlis, it was a Khas Majlis, where Hazrat Abdullah Ali sometimes used to call it the informal Majlis. Informal Majlis, sometimes after Asr is sitting, or after Fajr is sitting, there's few brothers there, a few friends, Hazrat used to call them friends. And Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to start some discussion, or somebody would ask some question, and then there used to be a whole reply, and that itself used to become a bayan. Or sometimes there was a little house that was next to the masjid, and some friends used to gather there. Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to come there, sit and share some pearls of his whatever. So Hazrat Abdullah Ali, on one such majlis, Hazrat Abdullah Ali mentioned that on one of his trips he was taken to some wealthy person's house, and Hazrat Abdullah Ali mentioned himself that I was shown bars of gold. I was shown a person whose ever his wealth was so, as he said, that person brought bars of gold. And, but look at what Hazrat Abdullah Ali mentioned. Hazrat Abdullah Ali said that Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, my heart wasn't affected by that. Alhamdulillah, my heart wasn't affected by that. So when these people talk of greed, then what greed do they talk of? So Hazrat Abdullah Ali mentioned, our greed is this, that if someone makes amal on something, hear something and make amal, then we get the thawab, we get the reward, because we have become a means for that person making amal, so we are greedy for those rewards and thawab. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us this opportunity, these Mubarak nights, these Mubarak days, and especially these last 10 nights of this Mubarak month, to make the best of it. Recently, well, most of us know that Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq of visiting the Haramain Sharifain. So, there were some brothers that we met by chance that also had ta'alluq with Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali. So I'm just mentioning this so that we can appreciate these days and these nights, and also know what to do. Knowing what to do, on that someone a few days ago was of the intention of sitting in Atikaf. So he sent a message wanting to know what I should read in this month, what I should do in this month, and whilst I'm sitting in Atikaf. So Allah Ta'ala inspired the answer that was given. I said, more important than knowing what to do, concern yourself with what not to do. More important than what's to be done, what to read, is concern yourself. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do tilawat, you know, do the reading and the azkar, but concern yourself with what not to do. On that, just before the madrasa closed, so we address the students, and some example or something that came to mind, that there was one mother, you know, and illiterate mother, and her son was going to be traveling by plane. Her son was going to be traveling by plane. So now, somebody from afar, you know, the attachment that they have for their children, and the son is going out, it's going, whether he's going to come back safe or not, and more especially, he's going to a foreign country. So that affection that the mother has, that demanded that she gives some advice and nasihat to the son. So the nasihat that she gave to the son, said, listen, when you are traveling, she didn't know what a plane is and all that. So she told the son, that she said, when you're traveling by plane, don't open the window. Give him two nasihats. One is, when you're traveling, then don't, the emphasis here is on don't open the window. Alright. And the second thing, she said that, listen, the driver, in other words, the pilot, tell him to drive slowly. These were the two. In other words, tell the driver not to drive fast. Okay? Now, on that occasion when we spoke to the students, there was something else that we deduced from this. But however, the point that we want to get to here is that, listen, the child is going. He's going to be going to further his studies, or he's going to maybe get better, you know, greener pastures, better income, salary, whatever else. But she's not telling him he must eat well, he must do this. Telling him don't and don't. So the same thing here. Why we say this? A person is making so much of ibadat. A person is doing, is engaging in zikrullah. A person is engaging in the tilawat of the Quran and Majid. He's reading nafil namazes. He's engaging in other types of ibadat. And the moment he gets a little time, he's speaking to his friends, and what he's doing is engaging in ghibat. Now, all that ibadat that you have did is for whom? Where is all that ibadat? Well, I'm supposed to be accumulating it for myself. I'm supposed to be. And now what I'm doing, I'm taking that ibadat and giving it to someone else. All that ibadat is lost. So do you find, as we continue with that ghibat, whatever, that is why Mashallah Yusuf Rahimullah Ta'ala used to say, that what our condition is, our condition is that we have a big fire and we've got a little fan next to it, and then we expect to get coolness out of that fan. Our gunas, our ghibat, and all other types of evils that we engage in, and sometimes within the masjid, and it is sometimes we are not even conscious about the fact that we are engaging in ghibat. We are thinking bad of someone, entertaining bad thoughts about someone else, or even if it means fantasizing. Now, unfortunately, sometimes what happens is that, this is another subject on its own, that when certain things become part of us, and even when we make tawbah, but after that those things have impressions on our minds and heart, the person is sitting on his own now, he's beginning, and one is just passing thoughts that come, that is overlooked. But where the thought has come, and as my Shaykh Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that then we lay the dastarkhan down. Lay the dastarkhan down means that we start entertaining those thoughts, and we try to get some type of benefit out of it, some pleasure out of those thoughts. Now that these things all start happening. So these are the things that we need, that those things which we shouldn't be doing. And after that is why my Shaykh Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that in these times to become the wali of Allah Ta'ala is very easy. My younger friends that are here should be listening very carefully to this particular statement of my Hazrat Abdullah Ali, which he mentioned several times, and it gives a lot of hope to us young ones, to the younger. That is why we find that there were so many that took to Hazrat. Someone was telling me earlier that you must be hard with us. With whom was Hazrat hard? Those that knew Hazrat. We don't want to talk of others that didn't know Hazrat, or whom we don't know. Those type of mashayikh. Alhamdulillah, most of us here that are seated may have had some type of contact, or at least may have seen Hazrat Abdullah Ali, or have heard his bayans. He's changed thousands of people. What hardness! Those people that came into contact with him, they just saw him and they melted before him. What was that? Of course, it was a type of heart that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with. What hardness did people from what types of backgrounds they came? Statements like this, simple things, that, oh my young friends, to become the wali of Allah Ta'ala, it is not difficult. It is we that make it difficult. Alhamdulillah, they say, do just basic things. And then he would give the prescription and he would become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that as far as our fara'is, wajibat, sunnat muakkada, do that. And our nawafil, to whatever extent Allah Ta'ala gives the strength, the courage, person can't wake up for tahajjud. No problem. There's no guna if you can't wake up for tahajjud. Yes, if a person wants that more closeness to Allah Ta'ala, but it means a person should make an effort. But if a person cannot get up for tahajjud, there's no guna in. If a person cannot make excessive zikrullah, there's no guna in that. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali say that if you can't make excessive ibadat, then don't worry about it. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that make every effort to abstain from guna. Now this for the youngsters. Now imagine the way that he's putting it forward and the encouragement that he is giving. That if you want to become the sometimes when we think of wali of Allah Ta'ala, to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it's something that is beyond us. It is not we can't achieve that. Just a little while ago we were discussing about dua with some friends. So we feel that what is my dua? You know, I can't make dua, I can't do anything, you know. So, tell someone else to make dua. What we are actually doing is we are depriving ourselves of this great ibadat, of dua. Thinking that, I can't make my duas, are broken duas. Even if my duas are broken, same broken duas make them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What types, people that have been, under what type of circumstances, and we're away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're far away from Allah ta'ala. Sometimes it was just one dua made at a particular moment and the dua was accepted. There's one, and it is mentioned that there was one Hindu, and he, Sanam is idol. So you keep on saying Sanam, Sanam, and that, oh, my idol, my idol, my idol. But one day, by mistake, error, instead of Sanam, he said Samad. So Samad is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment that had to come out of his tongue, there was a call that was made to him, Labbaik ya Abdi. Oh my servant, I'm here for you. See, when we think that, my dua I can't make, this is all a deception. This is how shaitan and nafs takes us away from these type of. So however, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that these are the simple things. Just abstain from guna and you will become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me ask you this question, and let me ask myself this question. That what type of hardness and harshness does Hazrat Abdullah Ali need to meet out to these type of youngsters or those people that were involved in various and different types of gunas and left it? Once I was in Madina Taiba, and I told you this is just majlis, is whatever Allah Ta'ala puts to the mind and heart. If it is for my benefit, for whomsoever's benefit, Allah Ta'ala knows best. An ayat of the Quran Majid came to mind. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if he was hard-hearted, then people wouldn't have come around, they wouldn't have associated with him. But what a type of personality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The different types of people came to him. Now imagine to the extent that a person comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentions to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just imagine, let us put it into our mind and just try and imagine this scenario that we have a person, a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I want to commit zina. Can you imagine a person coming to the Nabi of Allah ta'ala and telling us this? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hard-hearted, or if he was so rigid and hard, do you think these types of people would have come to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and laid and opened up their hearts before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that was for the time of Nabi Kareem. Now when you go there now, So sometimes we become very critical. We become very critical of the types of people that come there. And this person is like this, and that person is like that. Look at what type of clothing this person has got, and that person's cell phone. So we become critical of everyone. So Allah Ta'ala put to mind that, listen, those people that come here are of two types. Those types of people, or that part of the ummah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with this honor and with this responsibility of Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, that will advise, that will stop. And they have that power to do it. You know, like our mashayikh, ulama and all that. So for them, this type of thing, they will come and observe what the weaknesses of the ummah are, and then they will tell us. But for us weak ones who are full of weaknesses, do we have the right to go and start and looking and pinpointing the faults and weaknesses of everyone else? So Allah Ta'ala put this to mind, and it changed the whole perspective thereafter. And that is that, look at the personality of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what types of people are coming. Someone with so long hair, someone with this type of clothing. But everyone is coming, the old are coming, the young is coming. Now here in our place, we will find we only get those people coming that are of a certain way. But there the personality of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even after he has left this world, everyone is coming and they are all hopeful of the shafaat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What types of people are coming? And sometimes you don't know. That is why we don't have the right to think low of anyone. Now everyone is coming there, the different types of people. But you don't know who is what. So however, we're coming to our point again. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these Mubarak nights. We need to take the maximum from this. So these brothers that I was speaking to them, I told them the experience that I want to share with you. That, just by way of example, generally we do our monthly shopping, you know, when you go to the supermarkets, we go to do our shopping, or even those of us that have businesses, when we need to do shopping for the business. So how do we do our shopping? If it is just one item that I need for the shop, or if it is one item that I need for the house, I don't make it any less. I've got it in my mind, I'm going for milk, or I'm going for bread, or I'm going for one carton of this, one carton of that. I will go and get it and come back. But say the month end list that we have, it's not 3 or 4 items, sometimes 20, 25, 30 items. So generally what do? Those 25, 30 items, we list them down. Or we tell the family, give me the list. And then I take that list and I go to the supermarket to do my shopping, and I've got that list in me, before me, and as I need the things, or I'm going around the aisles, I'm taking everything, and within a short period of time my basket or my trolley is full and I'm ready to pay and come out. But that person that doesn't have that list, and he's got to remember 20 or 30 or 40 items, he has to have an excellent memory to remember all those things, otherwise he'll come back home just to get a scolding. They have the things you didn't bring. So now, just let us put ourselves in the same condition. Allah Ta'ala has given us these Mubarak days. And we started off more or less with the topic of dua as well. As far as our lives are concerned, there's so much that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. There's so much that we need to ask Allah Ta'ala for. Whether it is our spiritual needs, whether it is our physical needs, there's different aspects of our lives that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah ta'ala has given us times, specifically in this Mubarak month, in which our du'as are accepted, whether it is at the time of iftar, whether it is at the time of sihri, whether it is time of tahajjud, and of course after the farz salah, and so many other times of acceptance on the day of Jumu'ah, whether it is before the time of Maghrib sets in, or whether it is a time that is between the two khutbahs. Different times have been mentioned as far as the acceptance of du'as are concerned. Now generally what happens is that no one that is seated here can say that I don't have needs. There is no one that is seated here can say that I don't have needs. Even if I have to forget our deeni needs, our dunyawi needs, 101 we'll have. But if I have to ask someone now, if you have to ask me that, what are my needs? How many would I be able to enumerate? How many would I be able to tell you? I'll have to start. If you tell me now, if someone has to tell me now, that request me for dua, or make dua now, whatever dua you make now, your dua is accepted. Now what am I going to ask for? I don't know what to ask for. So therefore, what we do is just as we make a list when we're going shopping, so that I don't forget anything. Similarly, by now we should have a list of what to ask from Allah Ta'ala. Have a list of what. Now the time of iftar came in, I need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at that time I'm blank, I don't know what to ask. Now when we go to Haram Sharif, we go to Makkah Mu'azzama, all of that too, when we're drinking Zamzam, they say, Ma'u Zamzam lima shuribala, that the water of Zamzam is for that which it is drunk. What niyat you make, then Allah Ta'ala fulfills it. So now, when we drink Zamzam, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know what to ask for. Sometimes I go to one cup of Zamzam, and now I need to drink that, I need to ask Allah Ta'ala. What am I asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? So therefore I shared with these brothers, I said, these are just personal experiences. I said, listen, there's one cup of Zamzam. How much of Zamzam can you drink even if you are right there? We drink one, two tumblers, we are full, we can't drink beyond that. So that one tumbler of Zamzam, right, you can drink it either in one sip, or if you drink it in two or three sips. But see, if you've got your list in front of you, 20, 30 items. Now you're looking at that list, and you're taking one sip of Zamzam and saying, Ya Allah, this is for this need of mine. And then the next sip of Zamzam, and this is the need of mine. And remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, Ana inda husni zanni abadi bi, that my mamla with my banda and with my servant is as of according to his opinion with me. So there's nothing short in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. You are being told that Zamzam is for whatever it is drunk. Now I'm drinking for this need of mine, and then the next need of mine, and then you've got all the needs there before you, and that is what we are doing. Now comes the time of dua. How many du'as? That is why sometimes we find that our hands are raised, but we're looking this side, that side, because we don't know what to ask for. The person has got the list with him. Now I know I'm at the supermarket now, and it's a time now, it's a time for taking now, that the shop is going to close. Iftar time is about to finish. In that few minutes I need to ask Allah Ta'ala. Now you've got your list there, and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one after the other, that these are the things that I need. I told these brothers also, this is also according, you know, the opinion that we have with Allah Ta'ala. A person has got 2-3 minutes left. He's got 2-3 minutes left of prime time to make dua, and the dua is going to be accepted that time. How much is he going to ask Allah Ta'ala, and how much is he going to remember? So simple. One is, of course, the comprehensive dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we know, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka minu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till the end of the dua. Oh Allah, I ask you of all that good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked of you, and ask you for protection from all the evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for protection from. That is one. But then, just in one sentence, one statement, that Ya Allah, I'm asking you for all my needs that I have enumerated on this paper of mine, on this list of mine, and I ask you for protection for all the things that I have enumerated on this. Now, everything in that one statement, in that one statement that we are making, it encompasses everything. So these are the opportunities that we need to grab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this golden opportunity. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with abilities. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with strength. Make the best of it. And these are the nights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to make ibadat. Make ibadat, but at the same time, let us concern ourselves with what we shouldn't be doing. Let us not make all that effort that we generally exercise, those exercises that we engage in the form of nafal ibadat, standing before Allah Ta'ala, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment we are out from here, or the moment we leave the masjid, then it is rebirth of this one, or all those that which we have accumulated, is suddenly everything is lost. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance of making amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to make the best of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate these Mubarak months, this Mubarak month, these Mubarak days, and these Mubarak moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And in the words of my Hazrat Abdullah Ali Wahim, Hazrat Abdullah Ali mentioned that we are greedy. So sometimes we think that, okay, they were greedy for rewards. Aren't we greedy for rewards? Do not we want to also accumulate rewards? So it is simple, whatever we hear, whatever we are able to do, make others do the same also. Encourage our women folk within the home, our children within the home, to implement these things, to implement the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to engage in ibadah, to make zikrullah, to engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salat and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if they are going to do it, us prompting them, then inshallah whatever they will do, we will also get the thawab. This is where we will earn our rewards also. The same if we are going to masjid, if we know that there is someone that is not frequenting the masjid, take the person to the masjid with a lot of muhabbat, with a lot of shafqat. The person performs his salah, he makes some dua, makes some zikrullah, all the thawab we will be getting as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month. And as far as tawbah is concerned also, just we will end on this inshallah. See, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. We make tawbah, and that is a detergent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and that we have for the gunas and the sins that we have committed in our past. But there's two things. One is that especially when a person has been addicted to some type of guna, to some type of sin, when the person has been addicted to some type of sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some occasion, some time, Allah ta'ala gives the person the tawfiq to make tawbah, sincere tawbah from that guna. The person has made sincere. But when a person has been persistent in some sin, then just like we find, you know, when we have some accidents or operations. I was in Madinah Tayyibah and happened to be next to a person. So the person just before Taraweeh, he told me that, listen, just be a little careful how you perform your salah, because I've had an accident, I've had an operation on my hand, and I just need to be careful that I don't injure my arm again. So that took my mind to this, that sometimes what happens is that when we commit our gunas, the gunas are committed, and then we make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives those gunas. But if we had been persistent in that particular guna, then just as after an operation there's a scar that is left, and the person is very conscious that he doesn't get hurt because it's a sensitive spot, and the slightest injury, that wound can reopen. Person can get hurt, if he gets the slightest injury that he gets, or he gets hurt, the wound opens and he starts bleeding and whatever else. So similarly, what happens is that when we continuously commit a particular sin, and when we make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the guna, but the scar of that sin remains. That is why my Shaykh Al-Mawlana Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala used to mention that some people that have come out of their gunas, after some time, if they just saw some advert or just read something, suddenly that thing prompted them to get back into that guna. Now this is that scar. When the person continuously does something, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq. But then those thoughts sometimes come and trouble us. Or sometimes the person starts fantasizing in haram. Those gunas that he has committed in the past, and just by through fantasizing he's deriving some pleasure out of those gunas that he made in the past. Why? Because those gunas were, he was persistent, and there's a scar that is left. So as far as the forgiveness of the guna is concerned, Allah Ta'ala forgives. But we need to make sincere dua and ask Allah Ta'ala, beg of Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, remove those scars of those gunas also from our minds and hearts, so that we don't even think of those gunas again. Those gunas don't come before us. Sometimes we have a little weak spot, and those gunas have to flash up, person gets that jazba, that desire, that eagerness to get back into that guna, and sometimes he falls into that guna. Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to tell us that sometimes the person falls back into that guna. Now you have to make tawbah again and try and assist that person to come out of that guna again. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. These are the nights. Because it is only Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala alone that can take out those scars of those gunas from our minds and from our hearts. Beg Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, these in my days of ignorance, this is what I did. Oh Allah, those, that is why sometimes we find a person becomes a father and a grandfather and a great-grandfather. But those sins, the person can't leave it sometimes. Oh, those thoughts keep on haunting this person, those evil thoughts keep on haunting this person. He's becoming a grandfather now, but those thoughts are still haunting this person. Why? Because of those gunas, the scars that are there still. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala removes those scars and those memories from our minds and hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance. Inshallah, the next program will start in the next half an hour after we finish off now at about 10:30, inshallah. Another 45 minutes. Those that wish to sit cannot sit. Those that are from far, we would ask them to leave. It will be safer for them to leave early. May Allah Ta'ala reward you for coming. May Allah Ta'ala give us barakat in our time. May give us barakat in whatever amal that we are doing. And Allah Ta'ala accept the amal. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله O most loving, caring, compassionate Allah O most tolerant Allah O most beautiful Allah O most forgiving Allah O most merciful Allah Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you gave these Mubarak days and Mubarak nights. Ya Allah, you blessed with life in this Mubarak month. O my Kareem Allah, you blessed with the tawfiq of raising these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq of engaging in good amal. Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq of performing salah. You gave the tawfiq of performing taraweeh. Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq of making the tilawat of the Quran Majid. You gave the tawfiq of engaging in zikrullah. You gave the tawfiq of sitting and listening to some talk of yours. O my Kareem Allah, it is your ihsan, it is your fadl, it is your karam. Ya Kareem Allah, you make this a turning point in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us all with sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Ya Kareem Allah, each and everyone that is seated here is making tawbah from all the sins that he has committed. Ya Allah, we collectively are making tawbah from all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, the gunas that we have committed during the brightness of the day and those that we have committed during the darkness of the night. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive each and every guna that we have committed. O my Kareem Allah, remove the scars of those gunas from our minds and hearts. Remove the memories from our minds and hearts, O my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, draw us close towards you with your power of jazm. O my Kareem Allah, make our complete islah. Ya Kareem Allah, give us those hearts that you bless the awliya siddiqeen with. Ya Kareem Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring our hearts back to life, O my Kareem Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, give us so much of your love that to fulfill every command of yours becomes extremely easy for us. Give us so much of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that to implement every sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes easy for us. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. And grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. O my Kareem Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, remove all the filth and dirt from our hearts. O my Kareem Allah, remove enmity from our hearts. Remove jealousy from our hearts. Remove arrogance and pride from our hearts. Remove the love of this wealth of this world from our hearts. O my Kareem Allah, our hearts are attached to this world. Ya Kareem Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy remove all this evil from our hearts. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make us a fish that swims deep down your ocean of marifat. O my Kareem Allah, bless us with the attachment with the Quran. Qur'an-i-Majeed. Ya Allah, make us amongst those that recite the Qur'an-i-Majeed by night and by day. O my Kareem, Allah, make the Qur'an-i-Majeed our companion. O my Kareem, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us steadfastness on Iman. Grant us a Mubarak and pleasant mouth on Iman. Ya Allah, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. O my Kareem, Allah, bless us with the water of Kawthar from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Allah, make reckoning easy for us. Grant us our book of records in our right hands. O my Kareem, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite our hearts. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, my Kareem Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Remove our differences, my Kareem Allah. Remove our differences, O my Kareem Allah. Grant Muhammad, O my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, let us appreciate the deed that you have given us. O my Kareem Allah, you ordered us to lower our gazes. O my Kareem Allah, we defied your command. We raised our gazes, O my Kareem Allah. You asked us to close our ears to music on all haram. O my Kareem Allah, we opened our ears to all haram. Ya Kareem Allah, you asked us to seal our tongues and our mouths from all evil. O my Kareem Allah, we spoke so much of evil. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, you give us the tawfiq to safeguard our gazes. Ya Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to safeguard our ears. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, safeguard and protect our tongues from speaking haram. O my Kareem Allah, safeguard our limbs from all types of haram. O my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, give us the ability to appreciate this life that you have given us. Ya Kareem Allah, give us an attachment to your deen, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. And grant us protection from all the evil that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked your protection from. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. O my Kareem Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa kamila, ajil mustamir. Those that are in hospitals, those that are in clinics, those that are on beds. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless them with shifa kamila, ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, those that are experiencing any type of difficulty, remove the difficulty. Those that are experiencing financial difficulties, remove the financial difficulties. Bless everyone with sufficient halal risk. O my Kareem Allah, the Muslim Ummah is being persecuted and tortured. O my Kareem Allah, the young children of this Ummah, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, being persecuted and being tortured. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, send down your rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, hold back the hands of these perpetrators of zulm. O my Kareem Allah, the oppressors, bless them with hidayat. If hidayat is not in store for them, then O my Kareem Allah, you punish them, O my Kareem Allah. Destroy them just as you have destroyed the nations of the past. Destroy them just as you have destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. O my Kareem Allah, create differences in their ranks, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you let the planes crash, my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, help the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one to pass a hand of shafqat over the Ummah, over the head of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, come to the assistance of the Muslims of Palestine. O my Kareem Allah, the young children of Syria. O my Kareem Allah, our brothers and sisters. O my Kareem Allah, the Mujahideen, you assist them. Ya Allah, send down your Nusrat. Ya Allah, send down your Nusrat. Ya Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, help the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weakness. We know it is because of our weakness that we are going through these times of halat and conditions. But O my Kareem Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we present before you the tears of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, you help the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma khzul a'da al-deen. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih zata baynina. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal Mujahideen fi kulli makan. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, bless us with the best in this this world and the best in the Akhirah. Oh my Kareem, Allah, you bless us with pious children. Ya Allah, those children that are attempting the memorizing of the Quran and Majeed, you make it easy for them. Oh my Kareem, Allah, remove the difficulties of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Oh my Kareem, Allah, these brothers that have attended, Ya Kareem, Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, you accept each and every one of them. Ya Allah, whatever the jais and permissible deeds are, Ya Allah, you fulfill the jais and permissible deeds. You know the needs of each and everyone. Oh my Kareem, Allah, fulfill the needs of each and everyone. Ya Allah, you know the difficulties, the problems of each and everyone. Remove the difficulties, remove the problems of each and everyone. Oh my Kareem, Allah, Ya Allah, give us those hearts that you blessed awliya as siddiqeen. Ya Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, hamari mukammal islah farma de. Ya Allah, hamari mukammal islah farma de. Ya Allah, hamari mukammal islah farma de. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen ya rabbal alameen, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.